Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to the Bedford County Speaks Today radio program. It is brought to you as a public service by DestinationDelco.com. Just to the east of us, you can find the wonders of historic Delaware County and the Brandywine Valley, and by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, where buying a car is always worry-free. I'll be back to introduce my guest, Brandy Hershey, who is a local attorney here in Bedford. While we're here at the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce Business Community 2015 Showcase, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
DestinationDelco.com, a new way to experience Delaware County. From Philly to the Brandywine, we have the Crossroads, Riverside, Main Streets, Main Line, and the Brandywine. Five different ways to experience Delaware County. Check us out at DestinationDelco.com. Be sure to listen to Bedford County Speaks, brought to you by DestinationDelco.com. Saturdays at 8:30 a.m., just before Rush, on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
I am at the Showcase. I've never been to the Showcase. I'm here at the Bedford County Airport, which is a great place to have a showcase. And what is that, you ask? Well, every year, since I'm new here, I tell you that all the time, but I get to learn all this stuff for the first time. The Business Community 2015 Showcase is a big party they have every year for a career fair for the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce. And they have this massive trade show, is the best way to describe it, inside this beautiful, gigantic hangar here at the Bedford County Airport. And I've had the pleasure of meeting many, many people here today. And one of the people I shanghaied from her busy routine today is Brandy Hershey, who is the head poobah, I guess, of the Sunrise Rotary. Is that right?
That is right, yes.
Would that be the correct title, or are you the president?
Well, actually, they usually call me president,
okay.
But sometimes they might call me other things. I'm
okay,
not sure.
Okay, so you're the head poobah in any case. It's a, first of all, pleasure to have you. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and I'm really delighted you're been so nice to do that. I have just a couple of small questions, and then we'll get into the heavy-duty stuff, I promise. How did you get involved in the Rotary movement in the first place? I mean, what attracted you to the Rotary mission?
Well, once I became an attorney and moved back to Bedford, I actually grew up in Bedford County. So after a couple years of practice, I moved back to Bedford County, and I really wanted to become involved in our local community. And I looked at the various service organizations, and I got to say, one of the reasons that I was incredibly attracted to the Bedford Sunrise Rotary Club is we just have a lot of fun, and we really, truly make an impact in our local community. And I think we certainly help the international community, but more importantly, we make a real difference here in the Bedford community or the Bedford County community. And that's one of the reasons I was very excited to join the Sunrise Rotary Club.
Now, you're originally from Bedford, so you went to school here and everything?
Yes, I grew up in Bedford County. I graduated from Chestnut Ridge.
Chestnut Ridge,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, and of course went away to college and law school and then eventually made my way back here.
Where'd you go to law school?
I went to Dickinson.
Dickinson, that's
school.
A good school. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You know it
thank
well.
You.
I actually had a radio station once in Carlisle, so that's why I know about Dickinson.
No kidding.
Yeah. And it's not as nice as Bedford, but Carlisle is a pretty groovy little place, you know.
Yeah.
And all right, so here, I can finally ask you because you'll know. I know that the Dickinson Law School is a separate entity from the Dickinson College. So what's the history there? Why do they both have the same name, but they're different outfits?
Oh, that's a really interesting question, and a lot of people wonder about that. Back in the late 1800s, the college or the law school began, and it was part of the college. But I think around probably the early 1900s, the law school became a separate, independent entity, even though they still continue to share the name of Dickinson. And then you fast forward until, let me think, I think when I graduated from law school, that's when Penn State came in, and it became Penn State's law school. It still
right.
carries the same name. But, yeah, that's
right.
the college and the law school are distinct.
And this is
and
named for one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, is it not?
Yeah. That may
I
be the case,
yeah,
yes.
I think it is. Well, I'm from Philadelphia. We know all that stuff. Okay, good. So After you got out of law school, I understand you came here and worked in the district attorney's office. Was that your first assignment?
That was not my first assignment. Okay. I worked in a law practice down in Huntington for a year or so, and then I went up to Blair County, and I was a prosecutor up there in the DA's office. And then I met my husband, and we were getting married, so that's what drew me back home, back down to Bedford. And then, I worked in the DA's office here as an assistant DA for about 8 years until I left there and opened up my own practice.
You know, unless someone appears in court, all they know about lawyers is like Perry Mason and stuff like that, you know. And one of the things, I was on a jury once, and I was astounded. See, I thought everything moved like it did on television. You know, when they get in, things happen really fast, you know, and all the lawyers are great actors, you know. And I found that it's really slow, and it can really get boring. They're reading all these exhibits into the record, and it takes forever.
Well, I have to say, a lot of folks have an incorrect assumption about the practice of law based upon what we see on TV. One of the nice things about the business showcase here this morning is a lot of the high school kids from our county schools came in to talk to us professionals about what we do, what our career is. And a lot of kids have a misconception about the practice of law. And I said, you know, every day it's not exciting, cutting-edge things. I said, you have to be good at reading, writing. You do a lot of research, things that aren't quite like what you see on TV.
My lawyer once told me that, I don't know if they still award the degree, but the Doctor of Letters. And he explained, he said, they called it that because that's what you have to do. You have to go through the laborious time of reading cases and research things. And it's very tedious, isn't it?
In some cases, it can be tedious. But nonetheless, I think, my profession ties in with Rotary very well in the sense that I enjoy helping people and serving the community. And as lawyers, we get a chance to do that.
Well, I think they're very lucky to have you as president. So I'm going to ask you a little bit about the Rotary. Rotary International has been around forever. What is the primary mission of Rotary in a community like Bedford?
Really, it's twofold. One is to assist and help our local community, and then as well direct efforts internationally. One of the biggest international efforts that Rotary is responsible for is the polio eradication.
Right.
I believe that program started in 1985, and I'm happy to say, I think I just read something the other day that as of this past year, polio is only in two countries. And those are countries that, just for political reasons, it's hard for us as Rotarians to get into. But nonetheless, so it's just amazing, you know, that an organization from the grassroots, from small clubs like ours and the other thousands of clubs across the world, are able to make a real impact in people's lives. It's something as simple as a sugar cube, you know.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, that's an interesting topic for me because I'm old enough to remember... the polio epidemic in the 1950s. I remember distinctly the teachers in school would tell us to stay out of the public swimming pools and things like this because they weren't sure how it was communicated back then. And so it surprises me to hear you say that in 1985, they're still working on the eradication of polio. I thought the Salk and the Sabin vaccine took care of all that. So apparently not.
Well, in the developed countries, it did.
I see.
Most of the polio eradication efforts, I would gather, probably in the last 15 years, are the lesser developed countries in Africa,
right.
India, and places like that is where you still see it.
So Rotarians go to those places and help with this?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. They go, and there's Rotarians who have actually are the ones to administer the vaccine, you know, the drop.
Right.
In the child's mouth. It's just amazing when you really think about it. But nonetheless, as I said earlier, one of the things that drew me to our club is really the impact we have locally. Of course, you know, we're very fortunate that locally, you know, polio isn't something that we worry about. And we're very fortunate in that. But there are a lot of other needs in our community that we're able to make a real impact.
So locally, here in Bedford County, you obviously have some projects you do. And it's not always about polio and things like that. I mean, are there any projects you have locally you're working on right now at the Rotary, the Sunrise Rotary?
Oh, absolutely. We locally, I'm sure a lot of the listeners have heard of the Bedford Heritage Trail. We've been a staunch supporter of that, and we've fundraised a lot to support that. We think it's a very worthwhile project. Every December, we have what's called the Santa Walk Run Roll event. It starts down at the Fort Bedford Park, and we go out. You can either walk it, run it, or ride your bike. And you go out to the springs. It's a wonderful event, and we raise a fair amount of funds. And in the past several years, we've directed those funds to the Heritage Trail. And this year is the first year that that portion from the Elks out to the springs will be completed. So we're excited to have our event. We'll actually be able to have the event on the trail. So we do that. We're really excited about that. Do various other projects to assist the community. We build ramps for individuals in wheelchairs who have difficulty getting in and out of their homes. We've done that on numerous occasions, and that's always very rewarding to see, because unless you're in a wheelchair, you really just probably don't think. You know, we just walk into our houses. We really don't think about it. We take it for granted.
Sure.
But folks in a wheelchair, it can be very, very difficult, and it's really rewarding to see. If we meet in, you know, on a Saturday morning, do something as simple as, you know, build a ramp for these people, the impact that it makes for them, it's very rewarding. We also have a trash pickup. We have an Adopt a Highway on Old Route 220 between the town and out to the interchange. So a couple times a year we meet and we pick up trash.
You walk along the road and pick trash up?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I got to tell you a funny story. This is a true story. When I lived in Chester County, the Chester County Bar Association used to do that. I'm at a municipal meeting one night, and the guys there from the Bar Association saying, well, we're going to do our trash pickup this Saturday. And so I think it was the chairman of the Board of Supervisors said, I can just imagine this. Lawyers walking down the road in their three-piece suits, putting trash in their briefcases. And so that was his little lawyer joke of the day. But I've never forgotten it, you know. So, well, that's wonderful that you do that. Our guest is Brandy Hershey. She is Brandy Hershey Esquire, I should say. She's a local attorney here in Bedford and also the president of the Sunrise Rotary. And we are broadcasting today actually from the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce's Business Community 2015 Showcase. And I do want to remind you, the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at BedfordCountyChamber.com. You are a wonderful guest, and you were hesitant, thinking that you wouldn't have anything to say. You've done a wonderful job. So I just want to continue this excellent conversation that we have here. How old is your Rotary, the Sunrise? Do you have any idea how old it is?
Yeah, the Sunrise Rotary began in September of 2003. We were started by several members who were actually members of the Bedford Rotary Club. They meet in the evenings. And I think our club, the Sunrise Club, really got started to more cater to the schedules of younger professionals, younger working folks with families. We meet every Thursday morning out at Clara's Place, out at the interchange, for breakfast. We have breakfast and we have a meeting. The good thing about that, though, is usually by 8 o'clock, it's all done and we can get off to work.
Boy, that's... I went to one of your meetings when I first arrived here. Literally, I think it was the first week. I was staying in the hotel of Bill Biedemann.
Yes.
And this guy is a lunatic. He is great.
He is wonderful.
He is great. He is the best innkeeper I've ever met. He has Judy's Motel, which is a little bigger than the booth we're in here now. And we love that place. And when we were moving here, we must have stayed there at least 10 times. And so I got to know he and his wife fairly well because we're a customer. And he invited me to your Rotary Club. And I went once. And it was at Clara's Place?
Yes.
Is that where it is? Yeah. And so we had a wonderful time. But I probably should have joined it. Maybe I'll think about that.
After the interview this morning, you and I will talk a little bit more about that.
We are speaking with Brandy Hershey, Esquire, of the Sunrise Rotary Club. And when we return, we're going to learn more about this Rotary Club, and we're going to learn more about what they're doing, and we're going to learn why you should join when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. Long before electronic ignitions, in-dash entertainment, alloy wheels, and moonroofs, our family has provided your family with worry-free transportation and reliable service. One of the great things about living in Bedford County is that all of us still appreciate personal service and the value of a reputation. So many things we want today are measured only by appearance and price. At Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, we strive to do more for you so that we can succeed. In all the years we've been in business, we've never lost sight of the fact that purchasing a car is a big deal for any family, including my own. Your car or truck is your connection to the outside world, whether it be your job, church, or family. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru understands your needs, and that is why we invite you to visit us first. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, for buying a car or truck is always worry-free.
This is Betty Slayton, president of BCDA, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
And we are back, and you are listening to Bedford County Speaks, brought to you today by DestinationDelco.com and by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, where buying a car is always worry-free. Our guest is one of the funnest guests we've had in a long time, Brandy Hershey. This is a Chestnut Ridge graduate. I went up there recently, and it's a very, I guess it's the middle school I'm looking at, or maybe the high school, the very unusual architecture.
That would be the middle school.
Yeah, it's really unlike any school I've ever seen. I think it's very attractive. I really like what they did with that.
They did a really nice job. They did renovations a number of years ago, and they incorporated the old building that was, I don't even know how old it is, probably from the 50s.
Right. And, probably as old as me, really old, yeah.
They have really... They really incorporated the new design well with the existing the existing structure. But yeah.
So is there a rivalry between the high schools around here, Chestnut Ridge and Bedford, I guess? And
well, let me tell you about
Everett Warriors. Yes. Or what is the name of the team at Chestnut
Ridge?
Well,
up at Chestnut Ridge, it's the Chestnut Ridge Lions.
Lions.
Especially in wrestling.
You joined the wrong club. I'm sorry.
No, there was always, at least when I was in school, which was just a few years ago. We won't say how many.
Right,
but huge rivalry.
She's really young, honest.
Between Chestnut Ridge and Bedford in both football and wrestling. And, so it's always interesting to see.
Were you a cheerleader or anything like that? No?
No.
Man, you look like a cheerleader.
No. Well, thank you. I'll take
you
that
do?
As a compliment.
No, you really do.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
Right, well, back to the Rotary. I don't know. It was more fun talking about cheerleaders. But okay, so there's the Sunrise Rotary, and then there's, I guess they call the Evening Rotary?
Yes.
All right, well, here's one of my dumb questions. Why two? Why do you have two?
Well, because we had enough community-minded individuals who are interested. I really think that's what it is. A lot of communities have a couple clubs. And I just think that the evening club was growing at that time. And like I said, there was, I think, a real need to have a club that had their meetings in the mornings to more, like I said, more cater to people who are professionals, maybe with families.
Yeah.
So it really just was to cater to that aspect of professionals in our community.
Every Rotary club I've ever been to, they ring a bell. Do you have a bell?
Of course we have a bell.
I'm just checking. I had a bell. They all have bells. Do you sing in your Rotary Club?
No, we
don't.
You're
not singing in Rotary Club?
We do.
Some of them are, yeah.
I know.
They have pianos and everything, yeah. Local projects are really the lifeblood of any Rotary Club, I would think.
I agree, yes.
Who organizes those sorts of things in your Rotary Club? Is it you or some other members? Or?
Now, one of the good things about our club is we've got a good number of members, but we don't have so many that, it's unwieldy. And what I mean by that is pretty much every member of our club participates. No one person does anything. We have so many good members that are willing to give their time, their efforts, their money. Our meetings, it's a joint effort with all of our members. And if anybody ever has a suggestion for a worthwhile project, we listen to everything. In many cases, that's how a lot of our projects got started, is because one of the members had a special interest in something and brought it to the attention of the club, and then we just ran with it.
What's the best thing you've ever done up there? Can you think of anything? What's the most effective?
Like I said, I'm really proud of the ramp projects that we've done.
Yeah.
Because you can actually see the direct impact that it has made for folks. Another thing I want to mention, Rotary, one of the aspects of Rotary that Rotary will focus on is youth and education. And in our community, we do a lot of that in the sense that we provide scholarships to Bedford students who are going to college. Just last year, Bedford High School started an Interact Club, which is essentially a Rotary Club for high school kids. And we have had an overwhelming interest, those kids are great. The last numbers I got, we had about 80 kids. And they support our club. They support our fundraising efforts. We support them as much as possible. Rotary also has, and we also participate in their youth exchange program. We have students come in from other countries, stay with host families. We usually like them to be Rotary members. Our student this year is from France. She's a lovely young lady. And then, consequently, we send our students, Bedford students, and they don't have to be Bedford students, but it can be from anywhere in the county, we send them out. And that's a great learning experience because whether it's our students leaving, when they come back, they tell us all about, you know, where they were, their experiences, that we have them come in and do programs for the members. They're some of the most interesting programs ever. It is just so interesting to see that see the impact of being in a foreign country, you know, has on our students.
I don't mean this pejoratively at all. Mm-hmm. If you're a student at Chestnut Ridge or one of these high schools, mm-hmm. and you've never been further than Shellsburg or someplace, and all of a sudden you're in Paris, that must be an event they'll remember for the rest of their life. I mean, that's a very life-impacting experience.
I think it's experience, a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for a lot of these kids, this is if it weren't for Rotary, they wouldn't have that chance. I truly don't think. And it's also very, like I said, when we have kids from other countries come in, those kids are so interesting. And we're always looking for host families. So if anybody is thinking about that.
Now, what does a host family do?
A host family, it's usually, like I said, sometimes it's Rotarians, sometimes not. They welcome this student into their home. Usually it's for 3 months at a time or longer.
Right.
In many cases, the host family has children about the same age that they would go to school with.
I see.
But it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah. And to have someone there from a foreign country is a life experience for the people in that home, I would think. I
mean, absolutely. A lot of I've talked to a lot of host families, as I said, who have children the same age as the exchange student, and they say it is such a wonderful experience for their own children, for their own kids, to have someone come in from another country. I think they get a lot out of it.
And how many parents can afford to send their children away to a foreign country to do something like that? That's a wonderful thing you do.
That's a wonderful opportunity. And we support that as much as we can.
You had mentioned this Heritage Trail. I'd heard a little bit about this, but I wasn't really sure what's going on. This is the one that leaves the old Bedford Village and goes somewhere else, or is this another one?
Well, it's the same project, but we're on phase one.
Okay.
And it goes from town down through the Elks property and out to the
Springs. Oh, it's the one I'm seeing they're building now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So this goes from the middle of Bedford mm-hmm. borough.
Yes.
And they're going to have that new trail that goes alongside the road. So how did Rotary get involved with that? Did you involved in the fundraising, or how did that happen?
Well, really, I think our main involvement really came from we had a couple Rotarians who were also working on the Joint Municipal Authority who's spearheading that effort. As I said before, a lot of our projects, how they get started is one of the Rotarians has some of the special interests and says, hey, we need to think about this. That's how we got involved with the Heritage Trail. And a couple years, we've done a lot of fundraising to support the trail. That's how we got started. One of our Rotarians. That was a project
you know,
for
we
him.
Did this program about a month ago with Brett Schoenfield.
Yes.
And he was absolutely ecstatic about this trail because not only does it connect the borough of Bedford with Bedford Springs, it really does give you an experience that you wouldn't have otherwise, risking your life trying to walk down 220. And I'm watching these bridges that are underway, and they look like something they put over the turnpike. These are major construction projects you've got going.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because one of the things that the Sunrise Rotary Club is hoping to do, it's certainly not set in stone yet, but we're hoping to sponsor one of those bridges. And I want to talk about this a little bit because we're very excited. We want to do a sponsorship in memory of one of our founding members, Craig Ash. He was a wonderful, wonderful individual. He was one of our founding members of the Sunrise Rotary Club. And unfortunately, he passed away a number of years ago. And we wanted, all these years, you know, we've done fundraising. We wanted to memorialize him.
Yeah.
We wanted to recognize him. And I think we finally found the way to do that. And I, like I said, we're looking into hopefully sponsoring maybe one of the bridges on the
trail. So which one are you going to do, the skinny one or the fat one?
I'm not sure yet.
They have a skinny one and they have a fat one. One of the, I guess it was Brett or somebody on the staff told me the fat one's so they can get some emergency vehicles in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that...
I'm really excited about the trail because I think it's a win-win for the Springs and for their guests to be able to have easy access to town. It's a win, I think, and a real benefit for our community, for town. There's a lot of... events that will utilize the trail. Like I said, our Santa Walk Run Roll, and we also support the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk that they always hold in October. And again, it'll be great for those organizations and great for those projects because no longer will we need to, you know, stop traffic or, you know, around those
right.
S-curves, you know, out past the Elks, we'll be able to actually walk on the trail, which would be...
So that must have been quite an organizational effort. You need to get right-of-ways for the Elks. You need to get right-of-ways from the Bedford Springs. And
and
I gather that the sidewalk, is it Richard Street? Yeah, the Richard Street sidewalk is the extension of it.
Yes.
So you can walk right all the way into the town of Bedford.
Yes.
Well, that's a... That's a terrific project. Now, before you go, I have one more question I want to ask you about. I am familiar with this Interact thing because, as I said, I spoke in front of several Rotary clubs in my career, and one of the ones that I did was in the Westchester Rotary, which is where I used to live, which is in Chester County, Pennsylvania. And they had a very strong Interact program. In fact, I talked about it almost every meeting. So do the high school students come up with their own projects for Interact to, and present them to your Rotary? Is that how it works?
What is developed, like I said, I believe they formed last year or maybe the year before. But this year, their advisor, she is a Rotarian now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we have a much better communication.
Sure.
But ultimately, they decide what projects they want to do. And as I said, we support them when they need it. And they also, like I said, support us. Like, for example, let me give you a shameless plug here.
Absolutely. Shameless plugs are what we're about.
again, to support the Bedford Heritage Trail, we're selling raffle tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And those kids help us sell our raffle tickets. What we're raffling off is a bicycle and a kayak and then a two-night stay at a local resort. But, you know, our kids in the Interact Club help us with that. They support us with that. And they're great. I'm just tickled that we have that much interest at Bedford, at the Bedford High School. I mean, those kids are just wonderful. They bring a real energy to the club, and they're like a breath of fresh air.
Brandi Hershey, you have been a wonderful guest. I want to thank you very much. It's been a delight talking with you, and I really have enjoyed this very, very much. And I've learned more about the Rotary than I think I ever have, and you've just been an excellent guest. And I can see why you're such a successful attorney. You're bright and you're also charming, so it's very nice to have you on here, and I appreciate it very much for doing this today.
Well, thank you, and I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about Rotary. And if anybody is out there is interested in becoming a Rotary member, please contact myself for the Sunrise Rotary Club or Pam Wilt for the Evening Club, if that would suit your schedule better.
Is there a website for the Rotary Club?
The Sunrise Rotary Club does have a Facebook page.
Okay.
So you can find us on Facebook, or certainly anybody who's interested, just give me a call.
Got it. Thank you very,
Thank
very
you.
Much. It's been a delight to have you. And we have been bringing the show today, a special show today, from the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce Business Committee 2015 Showcase, which is being held at the Bedford County Airport on an absolutely spectacular fall day in Bedford County, where every day is a beautiful day in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks was brought to you today by DestinationDelco.com and by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, where buying a car is always worry-free. If you'd like to hear today's program again, just visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com. I look forward to joining you next time right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, have a great weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday beginning at 8:30 to hear about the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.